Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Love does not rejoice in foolishness and sinning, but love rejoices when truth prevails. Love hates sinning. Love hates sinning. And never glad when things go wrong with others. You know. Yeah, yeah. They should have that should have happened too. That's not love. That's not love. Love is always, always happy about the goodness to others. Love is always glad when things go well with others. Love is always glad when things go well with others. Power in the word of God. To him who is able to do exceeding abundant above all we can ask or think. Exceeding above abundant. All we can ask or think. According to the power that working on. Faith working by love. Faith working by love. I'm almost finished. Love bears all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. And endure all things. Love never fails. Love bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endure all things. And who was our best example for that? Jesus. He was ridiculed for us. He was beaten. A crown of thorn was put on his head. Love bears all things. He bore our sin on that cross. Not once we became righteousness. But he bore that when we were stupid and foolish. Love bears all things. Love is able to bear all things. Jesus died for us when we were sinners. Didn't know any better. Because of what? His love for us. Because of his love for us. He wanted the best for us. He wanted the very best for us. So he bore our sins on that cross. Love bears all things. Now you think about it. If God bore our sins for us while we were sinners, and now we are righteous, we are made right with him, surely we ought to be able to bear one another up in our righteousness. In our righteousness, in our holiness, in our set apart. He bore ours when we were sinners. It was because of his love for us. We should be able to bear one another up in love. We should be able to hold in love. Hope is all things. Bear is all things. We should be able to bear one another up. We should be able to hold each other up in our righteousness.
Amen. Strong like an oak tree. Distinguished like an oak tree.
When I'm on the phone talking to folks, I should have a pleasant disposition about me. I don't care if they can't get my doctor bill right. And I am upset because I got to pay it. I don't care what my circumstances are. I still should have a pleasant disposition.
Distinguished, set apart for righteousness' sake.
That's supposed to be. Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
Love bears all things. God said he's coming back for a church with a spot or wrinkle. He ain't coming back for no church half cocked. And we don't want to be half-cocked. If it ever been a time we all just be real, as they said, mess or get off the pot, it's time for us to do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A church without spot or wrinkle. A glorious church. Strong like an oak tree. set apart for righteousness' sake, not for foolishness. And you know, it's so easy to be foolish because it don't take no effort. It don't take no effort on your part to be foolish. It'll just come out like the woman on the phone. I think I got a right to get an attitude. I don't have that right. It just come out. But to talk to her like I'm supposed to and be nice, that takes some discipline. That takes some self-control on my part. And it's just easy to be foolish. That won't win anyone over. She'll wonder what's wrong with this crank. Strong like a... Distinguished for the sake of Christ. Somebody shout!
Hallelujah!
That's all I have.